Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. And the Tom Brady rumors continue to swirl around the Nashville area. Is he going to be the starting quarterback for the Titans next year? We're going to bring in our good buddy Corey Curtis from News 2 to talk about that, who has been leading the Tom Brady train here in Nashville. Corey, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. So when you look at this Brady situation, and you've made no secret about it for weeks now, that you believe there's a good chance that Brady ends up here next year. Jeff Darlington had comments last week on Adam Schefter's podcast that basically said he believes the Titans are the number one team on Brady's list, followed by the Las Vegas Raiders and then the New England Patriots at number three. When you hear that and you hear some of these rumors continue to swirl about Brady's potential interest in the Tennessee Titans, I guess how reassured are you that that other people are taking your stand on this, Corey?
Well, you know, it's not that it's my stand, or it's just what makes sense to me, because you know these New England guys tend to stick together, and you know, I from everything I hear, it does sound like Brady is truly interested in leaving New England, and not only that, New England may be ready to move on from him. And if he is going to leave, what makes sense? I mean, Tom Brady's not just going to go anywhere to play for anyone. He's not going to go play for the Bengals or the Dolphins or the Jets, okay? He's going to go – he's 42, 43 years old. It only makes sense to go play somewhere that can win the Super Bowl. So, you know, you've got to eliminate a whole bunch of teams at that point. And then you've got to look at who's got an opening. And that eliminates a whole bunch of teams. And then, you know, I keep getting back to this point. Who does he trust? Is he just going to go play for any coach? Is he going to go play for Anthony Lynn in Los Angeles? Does he know Anthony Lynn? This guy's played for one coach for 20 years. Is he just going to up and leave and play for somebody who he does not know and who he does not trust whatsoever? And I have a hard time believing that. He knows Mike Vrabel, and I think he probably trusts Mike Vrabel some, because they're pretty darn good friends. And I think that, you know, for my thinking, that has a ton to do with it.
I agree with everything you just said there, Corey. I think that it makes sense for Brady to be interested in playing here if he's looking around. Like, I think Robbie and I, we've talked about this. I still think ultimately he's going to circle back and be there in New England next year. But especially if you're right that New England's ready to move on, which to me, I guess to me means New England's ready to rebuild. I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, like, they don't really have a,
they got to retool at the moment.
Yeah, certainly. But I mean, the question for me is, if you're the Titans, what would you prefer? So how about you? Let's put let's put the GM hat on Corey Curtis. And let's simplify it. And it's not this simple, but let's simplify it and say, hey, you got Brady? You got Tannehill. Who are you picking?
Yeah. You know, and that's what everybody comes back to. And it is difficult, you know, because Tannehill really was good last year. And, you know, he doesn't have six Super Bowl rings. That's number one, okay? And as good as Tannehill was last year, he hasn't been that good for 8 years of his career. So I think it's fair to wonder if he had a Joe Flacco-type season where – he went out and just, you know, let it rip and got hot and played really well. And, you know, can he ever live up to that again? I think that's fair to ask. And then for me, you know, I look at his performance in the playoffs, and yes, they won two games, and they won two games where he threw for less than 100 yards. You know, yes, he made some plays in those games. I'm not going to take away from that. But what I get back to, fair or not, because – people, you know, are going to cry foul. When they needed him to carry the team in Kansas City, he couldn't do it. And, you know, that's the AFC Championship game. That's one game. Is that entirely fair? No. No, it's not. But that's what happened. And you're pitting him against Tom Brady, okay? And so, you know, where's the bar? It's against a guy with six Super Bowls. And, you know, these guys, you know, Vrabel, Brady, the whole Patriot bunch, you know, let's face it, they kind of think they reinvented the game, all right? They think they're smarter and they know more than everybody, and there's a lot of evidence that they do know a lot. And so I think there's a lot of trust and a lot of belief that they know better and that they'll get it done. So, you know, I think that's got a lot to do with it. And, you know, I guess if it were me and I could get Brady for 2 or 3 years, because I don't think I would sign for Tannehill for more than 2 or 3 years either. So I think that's the good thing that I get down to is it's a 2 or 3 year deal for either of them. And so for 2 or 3 years, I probably lean towards Brady.
Corey, when you look at what happened last year in New England with Brady and that offense, how concerned are you by potentially Brady's skills diminishing, or how much do you just put all of that on the limited skill set and the limited weapons that he had around him?
Well, I mean, I think at his age, number one, it's certainly a concern that his skills, even if you don't think they diminished very much last year, that they could diminish greatly this next year, because we've seen drop-offs happen, and they can happen in an absolute hurry. But his weapons weren't great last year, and if you still look at it, some of the offensive numbers they actually put up were still pretty good. I mean, they had about an 8-9 week stretch there where I think they were averaging, you know, upwards of 30 points a game. Even with those weapons, I still think he threw for over 4,000 yards with those weapons. So he still put up some numbers. But, again, this is Brady, so the Brady bar is pretty high, and we're stacking Brady against that. I don't think we've had a Titans quarterback ever throw for 4,000 yards. And, you know, we're looking at last season for Brady going, yeah, that might not be good enough.
Yeah, well, this is true. This is true. I mean, he also, you know, threw 613 passes. I'm assuming that's never happened in Titans history,
yeah.
Too. But, you know,
no,
6.6.
Over 4 years, that probably hasn't happened.
Yeah, you're right. 6.6 per attempt. You know, I mean, again, it's like you can always go back to the weapons on that. I mean, the eyeball test for me is.
They run a lot of stuff around the running backs, Joe. I mean, that's a big reason that number is so low.
You said what about the running backs?
They run a lot of their passing game through the running backs.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes, no doubt. So another thing with this comparison, and honestly, Corey, I did not realize, I guess I should have because he was a pretty good Texas A&M receiver, but I didn't realize Tannehill was as athletic as we saw last
mm-hmm.
year. And maybe you also assume that, you know, two blown knees in the same knee, but, you know, two injuries to the same knee might diminish that. But I was really impressed with that, and I really thought that Arthur Smith utilized that. They didn't quite do all the stuff they did with Mariota, but they did a lot of stuff with bootlegs, mixing in enough quarterback runs to keep defenses honest, things like that. I mean, that stuff's out the window if Brady's here. You know, does
yeah.
that matter to you?
Well, again, I'm a broken record. The Patriots won 6 Super Bowls with Tom playing the game from the pocket. So I think good coaches adapt to the skill set of their players. But Tannehill, you know, is much more athletic. And there is no doubt about that. And I think the Titans did more than they did with Mariota those first 6 games. I remember I was begging the Titans to roll out Mariota the first 6 weeks, and the first play that they ran with Tannehill, I think, was a rollout, was a bootleg where he threw to Jonnu Smith, and I was like, where has that play been, you know, for the first 6 weeks of the season? And so I thought the Titans did do a lot more with Ryan Tannehill, and I guess that's a question for the Titans, is that mobility important to them in what they do? You know, because, look, this Patriot offense, you know, when they won their last Super Bowl, you know, when it got to playoff time, it was built on the run. I mean, it was built on pounding the football. And so, you know, he's been in offenses where they've pounded the football in the past, you know, and so I think a lot of that can be overrated because, you know, good coaches adapt to the skill set of their players. And, you know, we've talked to Vrabel about what he wants this team to be. And his answer, you know, has been kind of unpredictable, you know, that they don't want to be one team. They want to be a team that can be adaptive to whoever they're playing each week. And I would think that would go to whoever their quarterback is.
Corey Curtis from News 2, last thing for you here. What do you make of the league's proposal to move to a 17-game regular season schedule?
Well, I mean, look, they want money, and I get it. We all know that the thought of player safety is all PR to try to avoid lawsuits. So that's number one. But I also think that the more games you play, the more you water down the schedule, the less important each Sunday gets. You know, sometimes less is more. You know, like the golf season is so long that, like, I just tune out half the tournaments because I'm like, oh, my gosh, are they still playing?
Right.
You know, NASCAR, you know, less would be more. When they vacated the Southeast to go national, you know, they vacated their core fans, and that didn't go so well. So sometimes less is more. I think in the NFL, less is more. I think also, you know, if I were the players, there's no way I would do it, especially if they want to cap the amount of player salary they have for the 17th game, which is completely absurd. So I guess it's my long answer of just saying I think it's a terrible idea.
I like with it. You there, buddy.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest this morning. Corey, thanks for taking time to come on with us, man. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all, Joe. I am so impressed by your dedication to get up this early in the morning.
Oh, I love it now. Yeah, as you get older, you know, it just becomes natural.
He's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. It's yeah. Great.
Well, you have kids, and it just happens anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Thanks, Corey.
All right, later, guys.
See you, bud.
I do think it's interesting that he talks about the 17-game schedule there. The more I thought about it over the weekend, the more I look at it from a player's perspective, and you're just like, man, why? Like, why would I do this?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Supposedly, there's some – I think the idea is for the reps to vote tomorrow.
Yep.
So a lot of discussion in Indy on that. And my question here is, can this deal get done? Is there enough else for the owners to be okay with this ever going back to 16 or 17 where they're drawing the line? Because if, you know, it could be a while if that's the case.
We'll talk about that next and get into a little bit more of this Brady to the Titans discussion that we've been talking about for a couple weeks now. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.